Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Jeff White with Jeff White Fitness Solutions. I'm a certified personal trainer and motivational speaker. I'd like to welcome you to my radio show. Now, the purpose of my show is to promote not only physical fitness, but mental and spiritual fitness as well. In order to survive this world, it's important to be mentally strong. And I believe being spiritually, mentally, and physically tough go hand in hand. Now, some of you may remember this show from about a year ago, but I put it on the back burner because a lot has changed for me in the last year. I was offered an opportunity to host a daily show on KYOO 99.1 FM in Bolivar, Missouri. It's called Fit Minute. And it's a daily show where I give 2 minutes of fitness tips and motivational messages. It comes on at 7:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So check it out. KYOO, Yo Country 99. And I also wrote a book and have been busy with that as well. It's titled The Three Pillars of Strength, Increasing Your Physical, Mental, and Spiritual Fitness. And it's available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and in Audible version. Now, since I started with there, I've had several people come to me and ask me to talk about certain topics on that Fit Minute show. But unfortunately, I'm limited to what I can talk about, not to mention it's only 2 minutes long. But, you know, as I thought about it, I remembered I still had this Blog Talk Radio show, and I can talk a lot more freely here on Blog Talk Radio. And as a matter of fact, one of the people who approached me is our special guest tonight. So I've revamped the show a bit. The theme of the show is making a difference. And I will invite a variety of interesting people to come on and talk about how they're making a difference in society. And it's still based on the premise of the original show, which is helping a person be the best they can be, mentally, physically, or spiritually. So tonight, I'd like to introduce some pretty amazing people who are doing some fantastic things in the community. And our first guest is Vanessa Rainey Johnson. She is the CEO and founder of Blue Moon 211 Incorporated, a suicide awareness and prevention organization based in Tampa, Florida. And her mission and the company's mission are twofold. And the first is inspire peace and make a difference in the world. And the second is reach out and attempt to save the lives of those who feel hopeless, lost, and alone. And I don't know about you guys, but the last couple weeks and this year in general have been tough on all of us. There's so much bad news and negativity out there that we need someone like Vanessa that we can come and talk to. So, Vanessa, are you here? Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, Vanessa. I'm so happy to hear from you. And our next guest is just as impressive. We have Dawood Salter. And Dawood is the president and CEO of Women Helping Others of Tampa Bay, or known as WHO. And they've been in business for 3 years. Now, the focus of Dawood's group, WHO, is to help the local homeless, which is fantastic. And the motto of WHO is make a community better one day at a time. Now, you know, from what I know for a fact is many of us are one paycheck away from being homeless. You know, we may not want to think about it that way, but we really are. So, you know, someone like that would be a godsend for many of us. So, Dawood, are you here? Welcome to the show.
Yes, I am, and I'm happy to be here.
Awesome, awesome. Ladies, I'm so excited to have you here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and we are taking calls. And the number is 267-521-0169. That is 267-521-0169. Now, I know that a lot of people can benefit from your services, ladies, and I want to thank you both for taking the time out of your busy day to share your stories with us. So, Vanessa, I'm going to start with you, and I just have to commend you for all that you do. And I didn't really tell you this before, but you are the reason I started the show back, because about a month ago, you approached me about talking about the Flint water crisis because you went up to Flint. And I honestly think that is just amazing that you did that. I mean, I have so much respect for you as a person, and you inspired me to bring this show back, and I just want to highlight people who are making a difference. So Vanessa, this show is for you. So I just want you to tell us about yourself and your company and what you do, please.
Okay, Blue Moon 211 Incorporated was founded March 2013. And the reason why God led me on this mission is because I was on the computer and I saw that a young man by the name of Freddie Eugene Buell had lost his life to suicide in January 2013. After reading that article online, it touched my spirit. So I went home and I prayed about it. After I prayed, I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw myself leading men, women, children out of the darkness into the light. So I started the next day. I went back to work and I said, I'm going to start a suicide awareness organization. After that, we had our first event at the park. We did a suicide awareness event, and it turned out it was a great turnout. Before I knew it, God had me moving on this fast-moving train. I was in Jamaica the next summer. That same summer, I did an event at Montego Bay on a missionaries trip with New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. And after that, I continued to go to Jamaica. For the last 3 years, I have been going. I have done numerous of suicide awareness workshops and events in the community. I had the pleasure to go to Washington, D.C. twice and speak to a member of Congress about suicide awareness and prevention with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And we also been to Tallahassee twice, to acclimate laws into our school systems for the state of Florida. So we have been really doing a lot in the community, in the country, and on the other side of the world.
That is absolutely fantastic. Because as you know, a lot of people may feel that they're alone, they don't know who they can talk to. And knowing that you have a group out there like that is fantastic. So I really just wanted to highlight you and all the wonderful things that you're doing.
Awesome. And, you know, the vision for Blue Moon is to reach out into the community through determination and dedication, helping to save lives, inspiring peace, and making a difference in this world. So that's our vision, and that's what we've been doing. And I just pray that God will continue to lead us in and out of this country and to other countries, and to go out there and do what we do on the front line basis, along with the conjunction of other organizations.
Yes, and I believe you do work a lot with Dawood, am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. She's been one of our biggest community partners from day one since I started Blue Moon 211. She's been there. All the events that we have had in the Tampa Bay community, she's always participated. Even in the Martin Luther King parades, we have done parades. We have been doing a lot in the community, and she's been there. That's been great.
That is fantastic. You know, Dawood, I have done some volunteer work feeding the homeless. And what I've noticed, I had a misconception, and I'm so glad I did it, because what I saw just totally changed my life. Because a homeless person is not what many people think. They look just like me. I saw families, I saw kids, I saw all types of people, ages, races, ethnicities. And, you know, we're all so close to being homeless, we just don't realize it. So, you know, Dawood, I really want to, you know, commend you, too, for what you're doing out here in the community. And, you know, if you would just tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us about the company as well.
Well, Women Help Another of Tampa Bay was founded in March of 2013. And really what we're trying to do is reach out, you know, to the less fortunate and the homeless. And what we're doing now is a program, you know, starting every month. We go out to Borel Park and we feed the homeless, and we're working on having partnering with other organizations to come out, you know, to be resources to help them basically get on their feet. And the reason it was started was because, you know, I like to help other people, and I've also experienced family members being homeless as well. So that was my drive in starting the organization.
Okay, that's fantastic. And you know what I really hope with this show is that people understand that there is help out there. So many people feel alone and they don't know where to turn, but there are people out here who are willing and able to help you, you know, any way they can. So, you know, people like you guys are just so important out here in the world. And so, Vanessa, what else do you have going on? I know you just said you've been all over the world, literally. What else do you have coming up?
Well, I have an event that's going on in the Gainesville area. I am partner up with the, it's called Unity in the Community, and it's going to be July the 16th in the Gainesville location. You probably can go to my Facebook page and get the information on exactly where the event is going to be held. I don't have all that information at hand at this time, but by the end of the evening, I will have that information posted on my website, www.bluemoon211, or the Blue Moon 211 Facebook page. And now, Jeff, we do have an organization in the Middle Georgia area as well. We sat last year. And we also started the Youth Empowerment International Coalition Task Force. And that organization caters to all of our youth organizations all over the United States. We have partnered with to come together as one to make sure that we are putting those programs out there for our children, for our youth to be involved, to get off the streets, to educate them, to help them, to give them the knowledge that they need and the drive and the motivation that they need to be successful in life.
And see, that's very important. That's I'm so glad you brought that up, because a lot of our young people, they don't have that outlet, you know, to see. I think life is about balance. I mean, we see all the negativity out there in the world and, you know, the ways to make fast money and, you know, things of that nature. But people need to see, especially our young people, the positive things out there, too, that people are doing. You know, give them something to aspire to and those positive influences. Now, I know that you have some very interesting statistics about suicide also. You know, I think that you said there are 117 suicides per day. You know, firearms account for almost 50% of all suicides. You know, do you have any warning signs that, you know, our viewers or listeners should be on the lookout for when it comes to, you know, suicide?
Yes, I do. First, I want to take note to let you know, when we started Blue Moon 211 in 2013, the suicide rate was 38,000 was losing their lives a year. Now it is at 42,773. So that's a 3,000 loss per year that we're losing. And we continue to put that information out there. For every suicide, there are 25 attempts. And suicide is the third leading cause of death of our age group, 10 to 24. And it's the second leading cause of death for our age group, 24 to 35. And in the African-American community, it's the 10th leading cause of death. Now, suicide is starting to exceed homicide. So, you know, this is a problem for our community all over the United States. Some of those warning signs that you can look for in your loved ones, and we highly recommend that you pay attention, close attention to these warning signs. Changing in eating and sleeping patterns, difficulty thinking or concentrating. If you see a change in their moods, you know, some people go from happy to sad. They go into that depression stage. That's a warning sign. Loss of interest in sports. When our kids, you know, if they don't want to go out to summer camps, play basketball, or they just want to stay in the room and close the door, those are some of the things that you want to pay close attention to. If they start all of a sudden have headaches and chronic pains and stomach aches, those are some of the warning signs. And then if you see what most people always look for, if there is a pattern on their arms where they're cutting, they're self-harming themselves, pinching themselves, cutting, using knives, sharp objects to cut. Those are some of the things that you really need to take notice of.
That's very important information. We just have to be aware. Be aware of our surroundings and be aware of our loved ones, how they're doing and how we feel. So that's like I said before, some people feel alone and they isolate themselves. We have to pull them out of that. We have to find a way to talk to them and let them know that we are here for them. So you know, I'm so glad you brought those warning signs up. This is very important. And people really need to understand that. So thank you so much for telling us that. And so, Godwood, I just want to let you talk for a minute. tell us more about your organization and has it changed much over time?
When I see you.
Have your self-esteem.
At first, it was basically just
get pushed down.
The members of the organization out, you know, when we first started going out to the parks, feeding the less fortunate. But over time, since we've partnered and got our 501c3, we're on volunteer match now. And since then, we've had a lot of volunteers come and help out. And it's really been a good turnout each month. Also, we have an event this month, June 25th at Borrell Park. You can check out our Facebook page at Women Helping Others, Inc. We also, subscribe to our event page on Facebook, and we encourage volunteers to come out and see what we do and participate. That's pretty much it.
Okay. What type of people do you encounter as far as the homeless? Because I had a misconception about what the homeless was. I mean, I hate to say it, but you know, we see the person on the corner, and you know, a lot of us may think that is the face of homelessness, but I don't think that's really the truth, the whole story. You know, what do you see? What have you encountered?
No, that's not the whole story. A lot of times we've seen the different ones, you know, that actually live out at the park, from the ones that, I mean, just look like you and me, you know, normal people every day, that you wouldn't actually be able to tell that they were homeless. We also have, during our events, we've also had families come out, you know, to grab a bite to eat. So it's not just for the homeless, it's for those who aren't able, you know, to put food. They may be, you know, living from check to check and may not be able to go and buy something to eat that they may benefit from this event that we're having every month.
That's perfect. That's beautiful. And so, Dawood, tell me, what inspired you to get started? Because, like I said, we don't see this every day. We don't see so many people who are as selfless as you two, who are so willing to give up so much time and energy to helping others. What inspired you to get started?
Seeing family members in that predicament and wanting to help and knowing that by myself I can't do it. So with this organization, that's why we encourage the volunteers to come out, because without the volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do it, you know, by ourselves. Because we, you know, we depend on donations. But, yeah, we wouldn't be able to do it alone. We can only do so much. So that's why we encourage volunteers to come out. And, that's why 10 home, you know, the family members that are homeless is what basically inspired that, and that paired with wanting to help others.
Right, right. And, you know, this is important information, because, like I said, there are people out there who may be down and out, and they may feel alone, but, you know, with your organization, with WHO, they have somewhere to go. And I know you're here in Tampa, but, you know, there are organizations across the country, you know, out there that may be available to help as well. So, you know, anyone who's out there listening, I encourage you to, you know, get in touch with that one organization and maybe they can help you too. You know, we all get down and out. We all go through our trials and tribulations. And the purpose of this show is to stress to people that you really are not alone. There are people out there who want to help you. So, you know, we just have to get out there and make it known, which is, you know, why we're doing this show. So, Vanessa, tell us a little bit more about your mission and how does it affect you personally? How do you feel when you go out and you're helping so many people? and, you know, you're trying to prevent, you know, such a really big problem? How does it make you feel, you know, as a person to be so giving?
You know, it's a great feeling. I cannot describe it. I just thank God for leading me on this path that he has directed me. I almost lost my life to suicide over 25 years ago. And I buried it. I raised my children. And I had no idea until I saw that young man on that computer. After seeing that young man, 3 months later, it hit me. And I went into like a trance. I was just like, oh, my God, I did this. I did this. And that was that connection. That young man, when he lost his life, and on his capture said, please, God, forgive me. Those words are what trigger that little girl in me to remember everything that had happened to me. I was in an abusive relationship. And the only way that I thought that I can get out of that was to just take my life. I was not thinking of my children. I was not thinking of anyone. I was working in this field. I was a social worker. So I knew the resources was there, but you're talking the early 80s. I was afraid. So I decided to do the ultimate thing. But God had another plan for me. I was able to move, leave that situation, start my life over in a totally new state, and start over again, raise all of my children. And I thank God for the success. And he brought me back to Florida to take care of my mother, who at that time was really ill. So he gave me this mission to start while she was still living. She's no longer living at that time. I became her caregiver for 4 years, and she passed on. And I will pick her up in the wheelchair and take me to these events. And my mother used to always tell me, continue to do what you're doing. God bless you with that gift. That's your mission. And don't you let anyone stop you. And I thank God, because we don't know what effect that people are having when we are out there in the field passing out awareness information. I hear so much, so many stories, you know, relationship problems, suicide from people taking drugs and they're trying to get off of the narcotics, even pharmaceutical drugs, because our elderly now are committing suicide at an alarming rate because they don't want to be a burden. And they don't want to go into those nursing homes. So we have to be careful, you know, with our elderly generation, since the baby boomers are now at that stage and they are having chronic illnesses. So they don't want to live with those illnesses and they don't want to push it off on their loved ones. So my mom, I watch her go into a stage of depression. But I thank God that I took her and I got her out of the home. And we did things together, and I was working full-time and doing Blue Moon full-time, and God gave me the ability to go back to school. I'm now in school getting my master's in Christian counseling, something that I had to push to the side to raise my children. And so drug and alcohol play a way of suicide. You know, like I said, abusive relationship. This young man lost his life because he had a breakup in a relationship, and a lot of y'all young people are doing that. Kids are losing their life to suicide. We had a 15-year-old that lost her life to suicide 2 weeks ago in Wesley Chaplin because of something that was put on Facebook, bullying. That is what our children are going through, and those are some of the things that we need to take a note as parents. And, you know, Jeff, it's funny. I was at an event last weekend, had a table set up, passing out awareness information. I had a white female and her daughter to come to the table. She wanted to move and keep moving. Her daughter said, no, I need the information. 20 minutes later, I had an African-American male and his son come to the table. The male did the same thing as the other parent. He wanted to move. His son stayed to the information and got the information off the table. So that's telling me our children are needing this information from the workshops that I'm doing. Our children are helping each other to overcome suicide attempts. they are so afraid to go to a grown-up because they don't want the grown-up to judge, be judgmental towards them. And that's something that we as parents need to break that stigma in our mind, because our children know that it's needed. The first thing anyone always tell me is that, oh, you're doing suicide for the children. No. That age group between 24 and 35, those are at risk. They are second to any other death. So that's something that we have to pay close attention to. If you see your child picking up information, let that child get that information. That's information to educate your children. That's information that's going to save your children, or that's information that your children are going to use to save another youth. Give them that information. Read that information with your children. Help those children to understand what they see. Talk to your children, and then let your children talk to them. Sometimes we as adults, we do all the talking, children do all the listening. With the Youth International Coalition Task Force, the children do all the talking, and the adults do all the listening. So that's something we had to reverse the roles so we can meet the needs of our children, because our children are out there on front line, and they're helping each other.
You said a mouthful. But it's very important information. I'm so glad you said it, because I learned something new myself. I didn't even really think about the elderly. I did not think of it from that perspective. But see, this is why you talk and you listen, because I learned a lot here today, and now I'm going to be more aware myself. And I know other people will too, as far as, you know, being aware of, you know, watching out for the signs of suicide and why they may do it. You know, and it's also people who may be having those feelings may learn a little bit more about themselves right now as they listen to this show. So you said so much here that I just so appreciate you saying, and this is really good. And I just hope that you keep that fire burning, keeping that passion, and you just is needed very much so. And, you know, a lot of times we are in denial. We don't think it'll happen to us, or it won't happen mm-hmm. to someone close to us, but it can happen. And you
yes,
have to be aware and just be cognizant of people and look for the signs. Like you said, I didn't think about elderly people, but now I'm going to be thinking about that a lot more. You know, as
yes.
far as the young people, the bullying is just atrocious. It's sad,
yes,
but especially with social media. So, you know, this is very important information. So I thank you so much for that. Now, guys, I hate to say it, but we got like 2 minutes left in the show. We're almost done. So, Dawood, I want to let you say a couple more things, and then, you know, give us your information again of how we can reach you.
Okay. You can reach us at womenhelpingothersinc.org, or you can find us on Facebook at Women Helping Others, Inc., or on Twitter at Who of Tampa Bay.
Okay. Fantastic, fantastic. So we do thank you. And Vanessa, please give us your information too.
Okay, I'm at www.bluemoon211.com. We have a Facebook page for the Florida area. We have a Facebook page called Blue Moon 211 Middle Georgia. You can reach me on Twitter at VJBlueMoon211. And my telephone number is area code 813-403-4318. That's 813-403-4318. And on that website, it has information on bullying. It also has information on suicide prevention. And it has information on the back on resources that you can connect to if you're feeling lost. And let me give this number here, Jeff, before we leave. 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. That's the Suicide Awareness Prevention National Hotline. Please call it if you feel like you need it.
Thank you so much. Okay, everyone, we've had a fantastic show tonight. I hope everyone learned something good. I know I did. And this show will be archived, so people will be able to play it again and again and again and share it with someone that you know. If you look at the show on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio, you can see our lovely ladies here, and you can see them in action with their organization and some of the things that they're doing. So, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for your time, everyone. This is Jeff White, Jeff White Fitness Solutions. Have a fantastic evening. Thank you and good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone, that's a great show.
Awesome. Thank you.
Fantastic show. That was good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was good. I think we got a lot of good information out. I am really happy that you guys took some of your time to talk to us tonight. So I'm hoping someone heard that and it changed their life.
Yes,
exactly.
Even just one person, you know, sometimes I set up Jeff and one person can walk to that table, but that one person, that's all I needed to pick that information up. That's all we need. That's all we need. So we thank you for allowing us to come, and I'm glad we fill up that spot. We thought we were going to have some silence.
Well, no. I know how to host now.
Oh, well, you did awesome. You did a great job. That's great.
You sure did. Thank you for the opportunity, both of you all.
Oh yeah, you too. And like I said, this will be archived. I'm gonna send out the link to you guys so you can share it to whoever and wherever you want. Again, ladies, I really do commend you sincerely. You guys are fantastic, and we need more people like you out here in the community. We really do.
Okay, thank you.
All right, ladies, I'm going to let you guys go. I know you got stuff to do. So.
All right,
we'll
you guys
again,
have a good
okay?
evening.
You too.
Okay,
okay
thank you. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.